Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
All right, time now. Power Hour, Packers Lions, side total and props. Before we get to all the bets tonight, and there are, I don't know how many there are going to be actually side and total, but the pool of props is expansive here. Before we get to it, there's one thing that has to be done, and that is for our guy, the great Rick Camp, to kindly drop that dope-ass beat. Bets are coming up in a second, but before that, we got to pay the bills. We got to tell you about our show sponsor, the great people over at the Bet Rivers Sportsbook. And Bet Rivers knows, just like you do, Ken, just like I do, just like you do, dear listener and dear viewer, no matter where you're watching or listening to the show from in this great country, this great world of ours, you could be watching or listening on Odyssey.com, watching or listening on the Odyssey app, listening on Odyssey stations nationwide as part of BetQL, watching us on YouTube. Shout out to all the you betters on YouTube, youtube.com/Odyssey Sports, watching us on Twitch, twitch.tv/BetQL. Appreciate you, the you betters, watching us on Twitch. We all know that another big college football Saturday is coming up this weekend, and we've already reached week three of the pro football season. Well, not yet, but after tonight we will. And whether you're betting college or the pros, Bet Rivers is your football betting powerhouse from kickoff to the final whistle. College football fans, Bet Rivers makes game days more rewarding with parlay profit boosts. Just log in each Saturday, place a parlay bet of three legs or more to get your 20% profit boost. The action doesn't stop there, though, because come Sunday morning, it's time to get those pro football spread bets in for the Bet Rivers Beat the Spread Challenge. Place a minimum of $25 in pregame spread bets on any pro football matchup. The more correct picks you get, the greater your shot is at winning a share of the $1 million prize pool. And great promotions like these are why I and you, dear listener, if you do it, you know. If you haven't, you'll learn. Great promotions like these, why I love betting on football with Bet Rivers. Download the app, check out BetRivers.com, and start betting with the winner. And the real ones know that that winner is the Bet Rivers Sportsbook, which is your hometown sportsbook. Now, you got to be 21, playable in states where Bet Rivers is licensed. If you have a gambling problem, please call 1-800-GAMBLER, and playable in New Jersey as Play Sugar House. The real ones also know, of course, about BetQL. They know that BetQL has all the tools they need to take down the sportsbooks. They know that BetQL has got dem algorithms. They know that BetQL has got those experts. And they know that BetQL is rolling out the five-star plays. And we've got a five-star play that we're going to give you right now for Monday Night Football between the Packers and the Lions. Tonight, Ken, are you ready for it, for BetQL's five-star play?
I was born ready. Yeah, what are we looking at here?
BetQL's five-star play for tonight, given out for free to you, dear listener and dear viewer. Over 49. The over tonight between the Lions and the Packers, the BetQL model has projected the total in this game at 53 points. So the five-star play for tonight, over 49. For more five-star plays, for plays from the experts, for great articles from the experts, for all the algorithms, and there are hundreds of thousands of them, but I'm actually not exaggerating. BetQL.com, the BetQL app, promo code KOSTOS, K-O-S-T-O-S, for 20% off any subscription. Canada, our show sponsor, Bet Rivers. The line for Monday Night Football. The Packers, 11.5-point favorites against the Lions. The total here is 49. Just want to give some injury information out here. Sure. We don't have actives and inactives just yet, but injuries that people need to know about that they may not know about as they look to handicap this game. Now, both Lions running backs are expected to play tonight. DeAndre Swift, who is questionable. Jamal Williams was on the injury report last week. Both DeAndre Swift and Jamal Williams are expected to play tonight for Detroit. You'll hear us talk about both of those players when we enter the pool of props. So you see them on the injury report. Both guys are expected to play. Of course, it's possible nobody plays. It's possible lots of things happen, but they are both expected to play. Also for the Lions, number one wide receiver, nominal number one wide receiver, Tyrell Williams. How funny is that? Number one receiver, Tyrell Williams, in the year of our Lord 2021. He is out. For Detroit, their other outside receiver to start the season last week, Khalif Raymond, he is questionable. We don't know if Khalif Raymond's going to play. Trey Flowers should be good to go. We'll see about Michael Brockers on the Lions defense, and a pretty clean injury report for the Green Bay Packers, aside from the players that are on IR, like David Bakhtiari, and recently, Za'Darius Smith, pass rusher, added last week. So there's your injury information. So, Ken, we'll get to the total in this game. What's your read on the side here? Again, the Packers looking to bounce back from the 38-3 humiliation in week one to the Saints. Lions lose by 8 at home against San Francisco. Green Bay laying 11.5.
Well, I mentioned this with the Raiders-Steelers recap earlier that I felt like I missed a valuable bet because I got too consumed with like just being inundated with information that would maybe make me not like a team or you know, historical stuff or whatever. And it kind of talks me out of a bet where my number says, hey, like this team's valuable. You should actually bet on this team. And in the end, I trust my number more than anything else. And that's what actually is going to lead me to have a bet on the side in this game, because in the last break, I actually laid the points with Green Bay in this game at anything under 13.
Hell yeah, did. Good for you, Ken Barkley. So I was going to get real pissed if I was the only one with the bet on this game.
Oh, no. Well, it's just sometimes I just have to figure out like, I have to really get in like a mindset where like whatever the stories are being written, the beat writers are saying about teams, fans feel about teams, casual bettors like, oh, public, and I wouldn't bet that because of this injury. Like in the end, I just have to end up, I've worked forever on these numbers. I have to trust my number more than anything. I missed a bet on the Raiders and it killed me. And honestly, whether I lose this bet or not, whether Detroit covers this or Green Bay covers this, I'm actually very happy that I made this bet and just trust my number on this one. So my number in the game is basically Packers by 14. I don't think the injury that you mentioned is a Darius Smith should alter this number that much, especially when the Lions have a ton of injuries of their own. So I think I have the right number. I think this number is a little short with the Packers. I know there's some historical stuff about Lions and division underdogs and all that kind of stuff. The trends in this game are very murky. There's actually a bunch of stuff for each team that would tell you that they're valuable. So I think I just have to trust my number, honestly. And my number says to bet the Packers. Doesn't mean they're going to win, but very happy to make the bet. And that's what my number says.
You know, narrative wise here, I really... And I've said this last week on the show, because I was pretty consistent, Ken, that I felt like the Packers this season had some built-in disaster potential, right? Given everything that happened with Aaron Rodgers this offseason. And then I didn't bet against them in week number one, and I really regretted it. With the narrative being that, you know, well, maybe Rodgers is going to come out and they're going to struggle here because basically everything that happened this offseason. I think the narrative train, Nikki Narrative, here on Narrative Street, I think would kind of lean towards, if we know anything about Aaron Rodgers, Ken, I would be pretty surprised. It doesn't mean they're going to win in blowout fashion. It doesn't mean they're going to cover. It doesn't mean they're going to score a billion points. I would be pretty surprised if Aaron Rodgers came out and had like laid another egg tonight. I just think like it's not in his MO to come out and do that, because now like the attacks have started on Aaron Rodgers. All the pregame shows were after him yesterday in kind of like shocking fashion. Like those pregame shows are pretty like, you know, pretty down the middle most of the time, pretty antiseptic, like aren't going to go after anyone pretty hard. They went after Rodgers pretty hard yesterday. The media has gone after Rodgers pretty hard. So I think we're going to see Aaron Rodgers come out. I think he's going to play really well tonight. And obviously it helps for the Packers that Jeffrey Okuda, Lions top cornerback, done for the season. This Lions cornerback group is absolutely positively brutal. So I think Davante Adams, Marquez Valdez-Scantling, Big Bob Tonyan, the running backs as well. I think these are all favorable matchups tonight for the Green Bay Packers. And on the flip side, like, I know the Lions did really well to like claw back into contention last week against San Francisco. It took like a pretty unbelievable series of events for that to even unfold, with multiple onside kicks recovered here. So I'm with you here. I'm going to lay it with the Green Bay Packers tonight, laying the 11.5. So both Ken and I will be laying the points tonight with the Green Bay Packers. Coming up after this, Ken and I break down the total sitting at 49, and we will wade into the pool of props.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
The Power Hour and every hour here on You Better You Bet, sponsored by the Bet River Sportsbook, your pro football betting powerhouse and college football betting powerhouse all season long. BetRivers.com and the Bet Rivers app. Make sure again to check out BetQL.com and the BetQL app. Promo code Costos, K-O-S-T-O-S, for 20% off any subscription, BetQL.com and the BetQL app. As a reminder, BetQL's five-star play tonight is the over 49 points. With the Lions and the Packers. That's BetQL's thought on the total. A spoiler alert for our new listeners and viewers. Sometimes we agree with the BetQL model. Sometimes we don't. And that's okay. We're trying to give you all the best information possible for you to determine what the bet is that you are going to place. But one thing that you can always count on us for here on BetQL, whether it's the actual BetQL model, whether it's us, the other shows here on the network, we do the work. So you literally do not have to. So Ken, let's give our thoughts on the total now. 49 tonight in Lambeau, Green Bay and Detroit.
I know that might intuitively seem low to people who are thinking about the game and they're going, well, wait a minute. Like, it's Aaron Rodgers and the Packers at home, typically a great offense, although they weren't in week one. And man, the Lions played like a really high scoring, crazy game against San Francisco. Like, why is this total league average? And I think there's a couple explanations for that. I think one is, as you mentioned a little bit to close last segment, the deceiving nature of the final score in the Lions-Niners game, the idea that, okay, the Niners actually had an insane amount of yards. I believe they averaged more than 8 yards per play in the game. Lions, much more of a league average yards per play. And you have to remember, like, that was a home game, too. And, like, league average yards per play against a San Fran defense that was losing guys in the middle of the game and having to adjust on the fly, really not, like, a above average percentile offensive performance from the Detroit Lions for the totality of that game. And now we spin that forward to this game, and I have the same question, which is like, I'm not sure the Lions can score that much. We also know, based on some of the injury report stuff that you gave out, you know, like, who's healthy at running back for the Lions. We obviously know Tyrell Williams isn't going to play. It just like, can the Lions really score enough points to hit this number? I think the Packers offense scoring is obviously something you would it has a little bit more consistency to it. You would expect the Packers to hit like a baseline number of points in this game, something in the mid-20s, I think would be a good baseline for, you know, just a starting point for them. But can the Lions score enough to hit this total? So if you're wondering why the total's that low, just like really think, like, one of the worst teams in the league, a combination of Dan Campbell and Jared Goff playing a true road game too, which I don't really don't think could be understated in this situation, injuries everywhere, and a deceiving week one box score, like, that really to me explains why we're seeing a total that isn't, you know, 52 or something like that.
I agree completely. And one thing I want to just touch on, Ken, and we talked about it a lot last year, kind of Green Bay's MO in these games when they're scoring points. Like, how many times do we see this at the end of the year last year where the Packers just go on these marathon drives and just boa constrictor and squeeze the life out of teams, end up with a touchdown and then get the ball back pretty quickly, and then it's another long time consuming drive? I think that's something that could come into play tonight against, you know, a pretty bad defense, honestly, with Detroit.
Right, absolutely. Who's now missing Okuda, as you mentioned too. Like, this just sets up for, again, like, the Packers offense to be, again, it doesn't mean they have to score a ton, because like, points can be kind of a luck-based thing. If you have bad performance in the red zone, you know, settle for field goals, whatever, okay, you don't kind of achieve what you should really achieve. But from a yardage standpoint, I mean, we saw how many times last year did the Packers have like a 14 play, 75 yard, 6.5 minute drive? I mean, it was like literally every game with ruthless efficiency. And a lot of those pieces are still there. Yeah, the offensive line's a little bit worse. I totally understand that. They're also playing Detroit. Like, San Francisco averaged 8 yards per play. Like, are the Lions really getting off the field in this game a lot? That's my thing. So if it becomes a situation where the Lions have to really score a lot to keep up, that's where I have my questions. Yes, they were able to backdoor against some numbers in an insane final sequence against San Francisco, but I don't know if we can trust that that's necessarily going to be there. So I'm with you. Like, how many times does Detroit possess the ball in this game, especially possess it, you know, within 7 points or something like that, where it's not just becomes a pass heavy game script again with Jared Goff away from Sean McVay in a true road game? like, I think we have to have some concerns about how that's going to turn out. This just sets up, honestly, rather than play the total, which means Detroit has to score to keep up in order to hit this number, I think it's safer to just lay it with the Packers. We could be wrong about both, but that would be my approach tonight.
And I don't know, obviously, like, if the wind's going to be picking up here, like, I don't think, like, it's supposed to be.
Which,
like,
we don't really know. It's kind of in that gray area, like 12 to 15. We don't know what the gusts are going to be. Like, that's really that, like, you don't really have an idea. It's also worth noting.
That's something that could potentially, no, that's okay. And that's something I do it to you all the time. So no worries. It's something that could potentially screw the Packers a little bit, right? If the wind's going to be insane in this game, but we just don't know.
Yeah, I would argue it has a much, much, much higher likelihood of impacting the Lions. Like, I've read a number of stories the last few years from a number of people, interviews with Aaron Rodgers, and basically the consensus opinion is that he actually has so many different places in the stadium. Obviously, you know, plays his home games there, played there for many, many, many years. So many places in the stadium that he looks to judge all the win stuff, that he is actually, like, the best quarterback that has ever played there in any Amazing. Visiting home situation, and evaluating how to adjust for whatever crazy win sometimes we get in Green Bay, Wisconsin. So honestly, like, a wind game, like, if it does end up getting crazy, like, I think that's way advantage Packers, actually, just because Rodgers has all of that experience. And I mean, if there's one thing I read, like, this article was written 20 times the last 3 years, his ability to evaluate this exact situation, that would not concern me.
I don't know. I feel like this is like Anthony Lynn's, like, I was going to say something like a word that prefaces dream, but let's just leave it a dream. His dream is just to run the ball a billion times in this game. Like, it's windy, can't throw it. Let's just run it a billion times here with DeAndre Swift and Jamal Williams. With no Taylor Decker, I find it hard to believe they would even have a ton of success doing that. So yeah, I kind of want to play the under, actually. Like, I'm not going to, but I actually think, Ken, if I had to play the total, I think I would actually play the under here.
I think it's just, it's tough. Just like, how many points can the Lions expect to score in the game necessarily? Maybe you get a finish like you got last week a little bit, like when the game doesn't matter, maybe the Lions end up scoring a little bit, but yeah, I'm with you. I think the total's honestly like right about where it should be, slightly above league average, mostly predicated on the fact that the Packers are going to score a lot.
And our guy, the whale capper, Drew Dinsick, who's like a really good handicapper, came on the show earlier, gave out Lions team total under 17.5 as a bet that he really likes here. So I think the expectation is that we're not going to see Detroit score a lot of points tonight. And then it's like, is Green Bay just going to score a million? Possibly. But I don't think it's a market that Ken and I want to bet into. So we are both going to pass here on the total here, which is 49 with the Packers and the Lions. Again, if you're looking to make a bet, though, and you want to do something, it is worth noting the BetQL five-star play tonight is the on the over 49 points, the model. Has it at 53. You better, you bet. BetQL. Magnificent, marvelous Monday. Nick Almost Costos, done. Ken Barkley. We have given out plays on the side. Thoughts on the total, which means the time has come for Ken to take his SPF 300 and lather up that fair skin. For me to grab my tanning oil. I got olive Mediterranean skin, baby. For us to grab our drinks, pretty girls with grass skirts. The mood is right. Music's playing. What song's playing? I feel like Margaritaville's playing when we enter the
pool. Yeah, let's at least start at that point. I think that's a good place to start.
By the way, I feel like that song kind of gets the credit it deserves because it's become like a commercial empire unto itself. Yeah. Actually, like an all-time great song with all-time great lyrics as well.
Yeah, I'm in. What else would be playing? What would you have, like a little, like, maybe get some Bob Marley going? Maybe a little, like,
oh man.
Could you even get a little, like, Jack Johnson, some of the outside?
A little,
stuff?
Yeah, a little Kokomo, yeah. Maybe a little Beach Boys, good choice as well. Okay. Another great song. Yeah, we're ready. The mood's right. Now, this is what I want everyone to do, our listeners and viewers. Picture close your eyes. Unless you're driving, in which case, keep those bad boys open. Close your eyes. And picture in your mind's eye.
Almost got sued there.
Picture a pool. Like Travis Scott famously said in the song Sicko Mode, she thought it was the ocean. It's just a pool. But that's how big the pool is. And in this pool, on a beautiful sunny day, the pool is filled with props. Making it what, Ken?
I believe that would be, hang on, there's my pen. So it's a pool, got props in it. So I'm going to dub it for the first time ever, You Better You Bet history, the pool of props.
The pool of props. We are about to enter the pool of props. Before we can enter the pool of props, though, something has to happen. And that is, I like, by the way, the pool of props and the prop king have just like been melded into one thing.
Yeah, it's just all one thing. Just don't worry about it.
And it's, I'm not worried at all. Trust me. Yeah. I think it's awesome. The prop king, which is just me, just for the record. Right. The prop king, maybe not after the first 2 weeks, but tonight we're planning on getting back on track here. For the prop king, Nick Kostos, to descend down from his royal throne, for thy royal purple velvety carpet to be unfurled, for the prop king to traipse across, because the prop king does not walk. The prop king doesn't even saunter. He traipses over to thou royal balcony to gaze down upon you, dear listener and dear viewer, the peasants. When the prop king is done, though, you're at least going to be in the upper middle class, out of Peasantville. We will deliver winners down upon you as we enter, Rick, the kingdom of props, ruled by a benevolent prop king.
Now approaching the betting window, it is your prop king, Nick Kostos.
That's me.
All hail King Kostos.
All hail King Kostos.
Remember I tell you my brother-in-law always texts me at the most inopportune moments? I just got this text from him. Like, he knows that I'm on the air all the time. He literally just texts me, is LaVisca going to be bleep all year or what?
Oh, at 6:31 Monday when our show's on from 3 to 7 Eastern and we're about to give props for Monday Night Football.
I saw my sister and my niece on Saturday and he was working. He's FDNY. Like, God bless him, obviously. Yeah. Like, he's awesome. Great guy. I said to my sister, like, does Matt always need to text me, like, while we're on the air on Sunday morning for fantasy advice? My sister immediately shot back, I respect her for this. Why is he supposed to know why you're on the air? I respect her defending her husband. Also, of course, I'm on the air. It's Sunday at noon. Yes, of course. Okay. All right. And with that,
is LaVisca going to be crazy? Is LaVisca going to be crap the entire year? What do you think?
Well, apparently he's going to be out for a while. So, I mean,
I like how the commoners can identify with the prop king. Like, even the prop king has a brother-in-law that he gets texts from at random times.
But it's not random times. I am 100% of them. I am on the air, usually in the midst of giving like a very important segment. It's like, should I drop the Ravens defense for like Elijah Moore? Like, I don't know, man.
The drums are playing like, and then all of a sudden, just like like the ringtone starts going off. Like, guys, we're in the middle of the procession here. Come on,
or like it's Monday and like he doesn't play again until Sunday. Like, I can answer this another day. Anyway, or like tomorrow when waivers happen. Okay, to the pool of props. He's great. Love my brother-in-law Matt. He's awesome. Okay, into the pool of props. The first prop. And just so everybody knows, like, if you're new and like we appreciate our expanded audience here on You Better You Bet, Twitch, YouTube, all the million other places where you can check out the show. If you hear us talk about a bet and like we don't bet it and you really like it, you should bet it. If you hear us talk about a bet and we like it and we bet it and you don't bet it. Like, this is a guide for you. You can tail all our picks.
You should always bet what you want. By the way,
you should always bet.
Whether
we
love something or not, you should always bet. There's nothing worse than getting to the end of a game and like you look and you lost bet. You go, why did I even? I didn't even like this. Why did I even bet? They'd be like, oh, because that guy said it was like a lock of the century or whatever. Like,
which we will not do on the show. Correct.
Bet what you want to bet. Yeah.
So, like, if you listen to us and like you think what we're saying is going to make sense, then make the bet. If not, don't make it. And like, I mean that seriously. I'm not even saying that glibly. Like, and a lot of people have success doing that. Like Darren Waller last week, we talked about it. We didn't bet the over. A lot of our listeners and viewers did. They tweeted us afterwards. God bless them. We should have done it because I think
the
money line parlay was good.
Yesterday with the Panthers in it. I got like 20 DMs for people who were like, Jaguars? That guy has no idea what he's talking about. I'm going to put the Panthers in that thing. That's going to be awesome. And they all won.
Rawr. Yeah. So Panthers get it done. Okay. The first pool is a combination of pool and props. The first prop up for thy royal consideration. I love this one. So Jamal Williams was called by Anthony Lynn, Lions offensive coordinator. There's a sentence. Detroit Lions offensive coordinator Anthony Lynn. What a match made in heaven or hell, depending on what your vantage point is. When he called Jamal Williams the A back on this offense earlier in the offseason, which means that DeAndre Swift, who's clearly more talented to anyone but the brain and functioning eyes, would be the B back. Well, Jamal Williams started last week for the Lions, but because of the game script, because the Lions were down so much in that game, DeAndre Swift played far more snaps than Jamal Williams. DeAndre Swift played exclusively in the hurry-up situations when they needed to move the ball quickly, which was a lot of the second half, and played a lot more than Williams. So what do we think is going to happen in the game tonight? Like, whether you think the Lions are going to cover or not, like, the Lions are most likely not going to win this game. Most likely they're going to be playing from behind. Anything can happen, but I think that's a safe assumption to make. So if the Lions are playing from behind, especially late in this game, who's going to be the running back in? It's going to be DeAndre Swift. If the wind is going to be gusting, what do you think Jared Goff's going to do? Not Aaron Rodgers, not Brett Favre, not Matthew Stafford, not Justin Herbert, not someone with a rocket arm. What do you think Jared Goff's going to do? He's going to check it down. Is it going to be Jamal Williams? No. And we know that because we have a game of evidence that that's not going to be the case. It's going to be DeAndre Swift. Prop number one in the pool of props for thy royal consideration. DeAndre Swift over 29.5 receiving yards.
Is it my only question? So I agree with your analysis here. Is it better to do catches, receiving yards, just based on, like, we think he's going to be highly targeted, maybe not necessarily that those are going to be successful.
Right? Oh, I think he's awesome. I think both could be the case, honestly. I think both could go over. I'd have to look at what, because I only wrote the yards down here. I think he could go over both.
What do you think the catch count is? Like 3.5, something like that, probably?
Yeah, we'll check during the break. He's not like, you know, Mike Davis, 7 catches for 24 yards yesterday. Right. Okay, so that's the first prop here. More props on the other side. We close out You Better You Bet on a Monday in the pool of props. More bets coming.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from Well.
Before we re-enter the pool of props, I have some thank yous to dole out here. Thank you very much to our two guests on today's show. Both of them were fantastic. That's our guy, Ross Tucker, Odyssey Sports NFL Insider, at Ross Tucker NFL on Twitter. And our pal, the Whale Capper, Drew Dinsick, on Twitter, at Whale_Capper. Thanks to our great crew, the great Rick Camp, the great Bill Matz, and the greatest of all time, downtown Mike Brown, making us look and sound good here every single day. Do you like that, downtown Mike Brown?
Like it a lot. Very, very, really good.
Greatest Mike Brown, let us know where you're from. Mike, type to us, where are you from? Because I have like a bit in mind. Mike is from Edison, New Jersey. Should it be like Hollywood Brown, but he's Edison Brown?
It's remarkable that we do a national sports betting show and all of us are from like the same 100-mile radius.
Yes, it's like we're all from the Northeast. Yeah, Bill's in Philly. Right. Oh, Rick's in Chicago, to be fair,
is in Chicago. But just like it's I mean, like Tyler, who used to be it's just like just unbelievable. Like if Bill left, we'd get somebody and be like, where are you from? And they'd be like, Philly. They're like, really? Really?
All right, so Edison Brown, a.k.a. downtown Mike Brown, doing a great job here on the show. Coming up after us, BetMGM tonight. So dear listener and dear viewer, you don't have to turn the dial once You Better You Bet is done. If you're streaming us right now on YouTube, Twitch, or nationwide, one of the million ways you can consume the show, don't go anywhere because you have a 4-hour live betting extravaganza coming up after us. Live sweating Packers and Lions tonight. Trista Crick, Ryan Horvat, Quinton Mayo. The three of them comprise BetMGM tonight, 7 to 11 p.m. Eastern. Coming up tomorrow morning, the deck is reshuffled here on BetQL. The Daily Tip, 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern with Michael Jenkins and Chelsea Messenger. Then it's the Joes, Ostrowski and Giglio, along with Aaron Hawksworth on BetQL Daily. And Ken and I return tomorrow at 3 p.m. Eastern for 4 more hours of wagertainment on You Better You Bet. And that will feature the games that Ken Barkley has already bet for week number 3 in the National Football League, which is a segment that honestly, like, you're just a fool if you miss it. And I mean that seriously.
Spoiler now, alert, I'm like a lot. Yeah.
I say that glibly sometimes, like you're an idiot if you miss something, like it's a rib, it's a joke. No, like you actually are like an absolute fool if you miss that segment. The games Ken's already bet for week number 3. Okay. Back to the pool of props. So DeAndre Swift, over 29.5 receiving yards. Rick, just look, because I didn't do this during the break. Rick, find the receptions for DeAndre Swift. Just type them to us. We'll bring it back up. But we continue in the pool of props. So Ken, if we assume that the Packers are going to be up in this game, and we assume that it's going to be like check down city from Jared Goff, which I think is the case, what do you think about Jared Goff, 34.5 pass attempts in this game? Is that something that interests you?
Sure. How many did he? I should have the Niners box score up. I literally just closed it. I want to say it was 53 against the Niners.
But I do want to kind of like not throw that out. The Lions ran 92 plays in that game. offensive plays, 92 right. offensive snaps. Like, there probably won't be a team that has that many snaps in a game the rest of the season. So,
right.
I don't know
but
how
they generated
much stock
so
we
many
put
extra
in
possessions.
That.
Right. Yes. That's what you mean. People would be like, well, why would that be? It'd be like, well, they literally stole possessions, like two of them at the end of the game, and then ran a bunch of hurry up plays in order to fill that quota. My point was just similar, a game that we expect to be similar in terms of the score. Like, it's not, you know, like they don't like stick to the run in the fourth quarter down 17 or something. You know, like they do what every team does. And with Dan Campbell, sometimes we're not sure what every team, what, that they're going to do what every team does. So I think it makes sense. Like, I mean, all of this just stems from like the same general handicap, right? It's just, we think the Packers are going to be able to score. We like them to cover the game. Okay, if that's true, what else falls from that? So it's almost like if the Packers cover, then these other bets probably win too, because it means the Lions are in pass mode the whole time. So, I mean, I don't hate it. It just, it's kind of just correlated to what we think already.
All right, so that's Jared Goff, 34 pass attempts. We'll leave that alone for right now. Maybe we'll come back to it. Two props that the Prop King is going to be on, like, regardless of how this conversation goes. So I'm betting these. We took them in week one. Rousing success. I see no reason why it wouldn't hit again. Now, remember here, the Lions' wide receiving core is dreadful. It's like me, Ken, Rick, Bill, Edison, like downtown Edison Brown, and then you, the person listening and watching this right now. Their receiving core is terrible. The two most talented members of it are a running back and a tight end, DeAndre Swift and TJ Hockenson. I feel very comfortable here. Again, if the Lions are going to be trailing in this game, Hockenson's going to be the guy getting the ball from Jared Goff. He had 10 catches combined in the two games against Green Bay last year. His receptions prop is 4.5, yards 55.5. I'd like to go over on both. If I had to choose, I would probably choose yards, honestly. But I think there's a case to be made to go over Hockenson receptions and yards in tonight's game.
Yeah, I mean, we know Goff looks for him a lot. Obviously, he was like one of their offensive bright spots in the Niners.
8 for 97 in week one. 8 for 97.
Makes a bunch of sense. So it's like, all right, well, like, how would we lose this? We would lose this. It probably wouldn't even be the game being more competitive. It would actually probably be, if it is the really the Packers boa constrictor offense that we might think it would be, like long time consuming drives, it just literally be like the Lions won't run a lot of plays. Like, that would be actually how this probably loses. It won't be, because if the game's closer and it's like, well, they're going to run it more. Yeah, but that also means they're scoring, which means they're probably having some success down the field. It really loses if it's like really a blowout, like these Packers brutal drives that we're accustomed to. So, I mean, does that make you a little hesitant to play all these Lions overs? Like, if we're not sure we're going to have that many plays? Maybe. Yeah, I mean, like, these all, I had a feeling you were going to go with a lot of the, like, Hockenson for sure. I could have written it down before the show because it kind of makes sense. What were his props last week, out of curiosity? I know you liked them. Yeah, I know you had the receiving yards last
yardages,
week.
Yardage, I want to say, like, was, like, close to the same, maybe, like, slightly lower, like, 48.5. So it's gone up a little bit here. But I just think, like, they've got nobody, man.
Right. And it's Jared Goff, too. Like, it's not, I mean, we're not creating like athletic scrambling plays and like really creative gimmicky offense. Like, it's going to be pretty straightforward, I think, in terms of just running backs and Hockenson getting involved. So yeah, I agree with you. I think both of these make sense. I think I'm in.
I like both the Hockenson props. By the way, Swift for 4.5 plus 128 at Bet Rivers.
What do you think about that? Versus I like what three, was the yards prop?
29.5. I like over 3.5 a lot more. So I think I kind of want to stay away from that.
Naturally, right? That's what it is. Yeah. I mean, it's just, it's again, similar handicap for both. It just depends on, like, do you think he can break explosive pass plays or not? If you think he can, then you take yards. If you think he can't, then you take receptions probably.
Okay. So we move on here. You better, you bet, BetQL, pool of props, prop king, Nick Costos, Ken Barkley, Marvelous Magnificent Monday, finalizing our props for the Packers and the Lions tonight. Devontae Adams, like the entire Packers offense, had a down week number one, benched at the end of the game, not because he's bad, but because they were losing by 35, and why play him? So I think this is a prime bounce back spot for Devontae. The market does as well, though. So Devontae's receiving yards prop tonight is 90.5.
I was going to say 100. I actually thought it was a chance you were going to say 100, which we would never see. Yeah.
I mean, he's got the mind meld, obviously, with Aaron Rodgers here. No Jeffrey Okuda. The Lions' cornerback situation is embarrassing. Any interest in Devontae Adams? It's a big number, obviously, but like over 90.5 yards for Devontae tonight.
I mean, I think it's just kind of how you let into it, right? Like, we think he's going to have a really good game. He generally has very good games. This is a plus matchup. The market also expects it. I mean, that's got to be the highest receiving yards prop of the week, right?
Tyreek, 90.5 as well yesterday.
Right. So that kind of tells you where we're at in terms of the market pricing these things. The market literally says, this guy is going to have the best game this week. It's tough to be like, no, actually better. Like, actually better than the best game that we expect all week. So I think I'm in agreement with the market on this. I don't really see a need to play. It doesn't mean it can't go over. I just think, like, we're all on the same page on this one.
I have a number of touchdown props.
As I would imagine you do, right?
Okay.
As you are watching.
Now, we hit Elijah Mitchell plus 650 in week number one. Otherwise, we've come close on some of these. I feel like I'm going to get some positive regression coming my way here in some of these anytime touchdowns, which have come really close a couple times here at big prices here. Well, for consideration, I have three. And I think that, and the rationale behind all of them is really strong. Just a question of will it happen. If we expect, and if you expect, dear listener and dear viewer, if you expect the Packers to be up in the second half of this game, remember that Jamal Williams, who was the guy that sharing carries with Aaron Jones the last couple of years, Jamal Williams is now on the other team in this game, Detroit. A.J. Dillon, last year's second round pick, is now kind of the number two back along with Aaron Jones. And they drafted Dillon specifically to be the thumper in this offense. So if and when Green Bay goes up this year, I think Dillon's going to be more of the guy than Aaron Jones. Just to give you an example, I am I would consider myself to be a really good fantasy football player. AJ Dillon in a 14 team league is my RB2. I'm going to start him every single week this year because I think he's got that type of upside with the Packers if their offense is going to be really good. So if the Packers are going to be up in this game, I think it stands to reason that AJ Dillon's going to get a bunch of carries. AJ Dillon's going to get carries down by the goal line because they're trying to establish him as this physical force and physical presence this season. AJ Dillon, anytime touchdown plus 275 in this game, the first anytime touchdown prop.
Right, and also based on the side and the total of the game, because you're basically projected to, so if I go by the 11.5, 49, what's final score of the game is basically projected to be 30 to 19, basically something like that. So Packers expected to score 30 plus points tonight. Yeah, I mean, Dillon, I was actually expecting you to read a lower price for him. Let me ask you this. Why do you think that price is, usually running back prices, now this is for a starting running back, a guy who's going to get a lot of carries, typically we see minus, literally a favorite to get a touchdown versus not. Why, based on you're a smart guy, you have this analysis. Why do you think the price is that if you think it's going to go a certain way?
Because I think Aaron Jones is the guy that I think people expect is going to get the touches. And I think early in the game, for sure, that's going to be the case. I think Aaron Jones is likely to score. I also think people think Devontae Adams could score a couple times in this game. Thus removing
so your path to victory is second half, a second half Packers drive winning.
I don't even know if that's, I could see a scenario where Dillon scores in the first half where he gets the ball down by the goal line. I think that early on in the game, it'll be Jones. But then once we get later on, I think Dillon's worth the flyer. And just to get this out there, this could be a half unit bet. You don't have to put a full unit on this, on these touchdown props, given the odds that they're at here. So you want to throw half a unit down. You could do a full unit if you want to on Dillon plus 275. I'm going to have a piece of AJ Dillon plus 275, two others. Right. I want to hit number one. And our guy, Sam Panayotovich, tweeted, he's on this as well. Marquez Valdes-Scantling. I want to talk about two props for MVS, who saw seven targets last week and only had 19 yards out of it here. But this is against a terrible Lions secondary. MVS is going to get deep shots from Aaron Rodgers. MVS can go over this on one reception. So 41.5 receiving yards, MVS plus 210 anytime touchdown. I have a feeling that MVS is going to catch a long one tonight from Aaron Rodgers and get into the end zone.
So do you have a preference between those two? Would you rather bet him to go over or just to catch a touchdown?
I like both.
Okay. I like how you put Adams forward, and then it's here's every other Packers player. let's talk about is Bob Tonyan the third anytime touchdown? What is the third?
I don't have a Tonyan. And the last one, the receiver on the Lions with the most air yards and targets last week was not Tyrell Williams. It was not Khalif Raymond. It was Cephas.
Wisconsin.
Trinity Benson also had catches as a character from The Matrix. Quintez Cephas plus 430 anytime touchdown.
I don't know if I want to make bets that involve the Lions having to score, especially via the pass game. That would be my only thing. Dillon makes a lot of sense to me.
I want to throw a couple bucks down on Quintez Cephas here. So Ken, you don't have
to. Trinity Benson?
You don't have to. No Trinity Benson. So those are all the props for the game tonight. Make whatever decisions you want to make here, dear listener and dear viewer, with the information we just gave you. BetMGM tonight, coming up right after us, Trista, Ryan, and Quentin. Ken and I will talk to you tomorrow at 3 p.m. Eastern. Until then, I am wishing you minimal sweats, winning bets, and the absolute very best of luck.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. For the latest